Sorry about the wait.
Opening an account.
Can I just get you to sign this for me? I've already taken the US dollar. Here it is. I just haven't taken the fee yet.
Yep.
I'll take the fee in a minute. The fee is $25, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you.
Opening an account. Account opening.
What kind of account did you want to open?
I guess it's a savings account. Savings account.
$25, can I take it from this?
Normal sort of account.
Okay, do you have an email address and a mobile?
Well, I've already got two accounts with you.
Oh, you're an existing customer?
I'm an existing customer already. This is the third account, but it's going to be separate. Well, I've got a three accounts. I've got a, what do they call them? Term deposit account as well, too.
I'm so sorry, it was playing up, so they couldn't get it.
The main thing is done, you're wrong.
I feel so bad making you wait.
I wanted to do it tomorrow when she's here, but I didn't assist to do it after that.
Thank you.
$25. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, can you send me the form? I'll fill up the right company for it, but I need the cheapest ride because it's only for a lift.
What happened there just then? You just went mad.
Cards enough?
No, I need driver's license for Friday.
Yeah, that's what I was just thinking, same thing.
Hey, it's not here today, sir.
Okay,
so you've got a term deposit with us?
Yes.
And you've got two everyday accounts with us. So what kind of account were you looking at opening?
Well, I guess it's an account which holds money in it. It can be paid out from electronically. I don't think I need a check account.
That's it.
Well, an everyday account then.
So you've got already two?
I know two, but the third one will have a different purpose. Did I tell you my name before, did I?
I've got your ID.
Yeah, but I didn't show you my card numbers.
You know, I've got them here.
How did you know that? Did I tell you my name? No, I didn't tell you. How can you know that? How do you do that?
Transaction account, Australian dollars. Are you going to be putting any money into it today?
Yes, I got $20 to start it off.
$20. Deposits to this account, where will they be coming from?
Future ones?
Yeah, future deposits.
Electronically.
Okay.
It's the money I've got coming from overseas that's going to come into it. Okay. My money.
Yep. And it's just yourself on the account?
Different name.
What do you mean different name?
Magdalene Trust.
So it's just going to be you to sign?
Yes, just me to sign.
And it's going to be under your name, David?
Under my name, but it's got the name Magdalene Trust somewhere in it. David Murphy Magdalene Trust, or Magdalene Trust David Murphy, or Magdalene Trust Dr. David Murphy, it should
be
actually.
It's going to be a trust account?
Magdalene Trust, so...
If it's going to be a trust account, we need the trust deeds.
There are none. None done yet.
No,
I've got my ID for it.
It's
a religious trust.
We can't open it in a trust unless we've got the trust deeds for it.
Have you got some documentation or directions of the bank as to how that is done that you can give me?
No, I just know from opening a trust account that that's what we need.
What are the limits of a trust account?
There's no limit. You can have whatever limit you want. It's because it's going to be an everyday account.
Well, what a David Murphy Magdalene Trust. Dr. David Murphy Magdalene Trust.
David Murphy. Because we can't do it in the trust, because we need the trust deeds for it.
How do we get them? They none exist.
The visitor roll.
It's a religious trust, though.
Yeah, so...
Like it's a church account.
So it has to be a business account then?
Well, churches aren't businesses. They're separation of church and state. So churches are church accounts. Church money. Religious.
Sheila?
Yeah.
How would you do that?
The county has the
building
and get it organized as a business, but non-profit business.
Yes. So you have to get a trustee. You have to go and get a, it's, what did you say? It's a business, but it's not a non-profit.
Yeah, non-profit business. So you still have to go and get it registered.
You have to get it registered and whatnot. And then we need the certificate of registration. We need the trust deeds.
We'll put a Dr. David Murphy, make the...
I can only put it in your name.
Gonna have to talk to somebody about that, how to do that.
Have a speak to someone.
Yeah, I've got a lawyer I can talk to.
Sorry?
I've got a lawyer I can talk to. There is a way I can do it.
So, what did you want to do?
Well, hold on to the paperwork.
All right.
Set it up in my name at first. Yeah, I'll change the name later on.
We won't be able to change it. We'll have to close it and create a new account. So you're best off just getting everything that we need and then coming in and opening it.
Well, can you give me some directions from the bank?
You have to go to the solicitor. We don't have any instructions. We've got a big OPM which we follow, but we can't photocopy and give you the customers any of their pages. But from what she was telling me, you have to go to the solicitor and you have to speak to him and get created as a non-profitable organisation, and you have to register it as a non-profitable organisation, and then we need, if it's going to be in trust for, we need the trust deeds.
Trust for?
Yeah, in trust as or in trust for, we need the, who's Magdalene?
Magdalene, it's the name of the... to do with the denomination, Magdalene Christianity.
So you will have to go and create, like, register, yeah. We can't just open it.
Do the other churches all do that?
I'm not sure, I've never...
Well, they've got to have, like, minutes of the meeting.
Yeah,
and stuff
we
like
need
that,
minutes of the meeting to let us know who's going to be involved in the accounts.
Anyway, what do we do with that? Should
well,
have Dr. David on it.
I can't hold on to this.
I've got my ID, my credentials here, which I can show.
Yeah, honestly, I can't open it. I can only open an account in your name. Otherwise, yeah. Okay. Any other...
Well, we'll open that anyway now that I'm here and we've done that. We'll just do that.
Did you want internet banking for this?
Yes. And that could be set up now too.
I have to send that away. I can't do it straight away. I need to get the paperwork done and send it off to the internet.
Can I help you, sir?
Did you require a Visa debit card for this account?
No, that's huge. Some US dollars.
A blue card would be a good idea.
Visa debit card, yes.
What is the best rate you can get me now?
I can't give you the best rate. You can't Claire, yeah. It's better to come. Because Claire, she does it straight away.
No,
he's the
best. No. So what's the rate now if you're going to see?
$10,000 US.
Why do people have trusts?
They're holding money for other people.
Any other reason? That's right, they are holding somebody, the trustee holds it for in trust for somebody else.
Two, I said
Sheila? Yeah. Okay, so if you give me 10,000 US, I will be able to give you 13,372 Australian. The rate is somewhere.
Difference.
Very big difference.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
So that's been opened.
You can make it less if we like.
How much do you want to put in?
We'll put in 5 if we like to start off with, if I can do that.
Your receipt for the $5.
Thank
and
you.
And you should receive some new paperwork in the mail in regards to the new account.
And a card. A blue card.
Yeah, I can't give it. Which
the
card?
The plastic one.
I can't give it to you now. It takes 10 to 7 working days.
Okay, it'll come.
7 to 10 working days.
It'll come. We're done.
That's it, all done.
So how did you know who I was? How could you tell if I...
Because you had to give me your ID.
Yeah, but that was before that. You knew before that.
No, I looked it up on your ID.
Oh, okay. Thank you.